Good morning, 816 Brock Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, your ass? quick look at your forecast today. We got a chance for some rain, warmer, high of 52. It's warm outside.
Dude,
it needs your jacket.
Yeah.
Tonight, cloudy. 100% chance of rain, heavy rain, low of 34. Tomorrow, we could see some rain, sleet, freezing rain, snow mixing in late Saturday. Some ice accumulation possible overnight. High of only 34. So we're going from 52 to 34. And then Sunday, high of 34.
No thunderstorms in there, though.
No thunder.
Damn.
No thunder.
If it rains, I like the thunder.
Yeah. Just get the app.
Right.
So while it's raining, just put the thunder on.
You ever see those things that people buy that they sleep next to? It's basically just the sound of
rain. I have an app on my phone.
Do you?
Yep.
You do it?
Yep.
I used to do it as a kid.
Actually, every night Kiki has hers on, and then like if I take a nap in the living room, I'll tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, play thunderstorms.
My brother would be making fun of me right now if he was listening to this, because he used to have a den, we called it. And I'd sleep in there sometimes as, you know, growing up as a kid. And I'd open up the windows, and on our old Mac computer, I'd put on Sounds of Pebble Beach. And it was basically just waves crashing. And he would come into the den in the morning and just, like, shake his head. He's like, what are you doing? It's, like, 2 degrees in here. It's freezing. And you got waves going?
I like a cold, frosty beach.
Like, dude, you should have seen the dream I had last night was fantastic.
You're always taking naps down on Silver Beach, aren't you?
Right
in the winter. What are you doing? Anyway, so yeah, it's going to be kind of crappy the next couple days. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center,
your best buds in the business.
Okay. This is more of an owl. WTF.
Ow?
I'm going to, ow, like ouch. Owie. Owie, owie. Here, I'm going to play some audio.
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, he's in a bit of strife.
No, crikey,
he's not going to get up from that one there, eh?
What happened?
A British cricket player was hit in the junk by a pitch.
Ooh.
That was his... That.
Oh, no!
That's him getting hit.
Cricket's the one with, like, the three... like the weird
you
bat.
You got the flat bat.
And then they got the poles you throw it.
Yeah, and it bounces and you hit it like that. The announcer says it was the third time he was hit that evening. Other sources say it was two. Either way, twice? Ooh. Right in the junk?
His giblets.
Oh!
Yeah, that sucks. It's like that video have you seen with the guy who's playing volleyball and he keeps getting smacked in the head.
Oh, yeah.
And they keep hitting the ball back to him. Wham! He gets smacked again.
You know that's fake,
it's
right?
It's fake,
oh, okay,
sure.
Good. I was thinking, you know.
Then they pick him up and he gets hit. He
keeps hitting.
Dude, it's hilarious.
There's a few things like, and even as a man, I don't think women understand. It's always funny, nut shots. Oh, they're always funny.
Mm-hmm.
Always. They're painful as hell. Like, you never want it to happen to you. But nut shots.
Women, ladies out there, it's like an immediate ache.
Yeah, oh, God.
It goes right to your stomach.
It's horrible. If you get hit just right, even sometimes a light tap.
Just a light. Which who invented the tap? Come on, guys.
There was a horrible time in my life, and I think in every man's life, where all the friends, all your close group of friends do this thing. It's usually a couple years long, where you just, every time you see each other, you hit each other in the nuts.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a very productive time in our lives.
Yeah.
Because you eventually develop a stance where your hands...
Where you just stand there like that.
Where you're with your friends and your hands are just always covering your junk. Always.
Last year, we were at Coach's and a bunch of people came back. It was the night before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
Buddy came back from where he was and he brought his girlfriend. Girlfriend outgoing. Very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't know any of the people in the group, though. Mm-hmm. Just meeting our friends.
Yeah.
One of our friends, his name's Emerson, came from across seas. Hey, I'm Emerson. Hey, I'm blah, blah, blah. Straight up, just wham, taps him, drops him to his knees. He starts, like, crying.
The chick did that?
Yes. And everybody just looks at her like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
We don't even know you.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, it's what the guys do, right? We're like, no. No, you can't do that. And, like, she started laughing, and she started to realize, like, oh, my God, I did something really wrong.
I did something horrible.
And everybody just kind of walked away and went their own...
You have to build a rapport before you just start whacking someone in the nuts.
Don't do it.
Good God,
I think
lady.
It's a thing of the past. Whatever happened to just stepping on people's heels? Flat tire. Remember that? It was fun.
No.
It didn't hurt. Or even a corn dog. Remember those?
What was it?
Where you just knee somebody in the ass?
Oh, no. What's
corn that? Dog, pow!
How's that a corn dog?
I don't know. That's what they called it in school.
I thought that was going to involve. What about oil checks? Come on now.
Oh, God. You're knuckle deep.
Oil check.
Oh, no!